Hi, I'm Catherine Cutto, and you're listening to part three of Energy Clearing Through the Five Elements on the Water Element.
We're going to move to the meditation section of the Water Element, and I'm going to start with do a check-in with a scale of 1 to 10. So if you would like to type into me where you're at with these, that would be great. Okay, so then we can check if there's been any shifts at the end. So first of all, so it's 10 is yes, that's me, and 1 is no, I'm not like that at all. Okay, so the first one is, how much do you feel? And sorry, they're all a little bit similar. But anyway, how much do you feel is if you're able to go with the flow, that would be 10, as opposed to being stuck in fight or flight mode? Okay, so if you feel like you really are in fight or flight mode a lot of the time, then your number would be quite low. Okay. All right, great. And the next one. Okay, yeah, that's great. So just the first thing that comes into your head. Yep, don't think about it too much. Okay. Next one is, in general, how much would you say that you're able to fully relax, as opposed to always feeling tense and as if you're overworking your adrenals? Okay. Great. Okay, so sorry, the first one, the numbers were closer together. Probably the average was about a 5. This second one is a real range, so from very low to very high. Like, some people are quite high, so that's great. Okay. And thirdly, how confident do you feel with where you are in your life and how you live your life, as opposed to having a lot of fears and anxieties? So if you're feeling pretty good where you are, then it's a high number. But if, you know, you've got lots of fears and anxieties, it's a lower number. Okay. This one, they're actually probably a little bit lower. So that's great, because that's what we're going to be doing lots of clearing on. So that's perfect. I would say the average is maybe around a 4. Okay, great. All right, so we're going to move into the meditation. And I'm going to stop my video. Okay. So I want you to close your eyes and take some nice deep breaths. So breathing in through your nose, and then breathing out through your mouth. So we're going to breathe in confidence and love, and breathing out all the fears and anxieties. Breathing in life purpose and destiny. Breathing out all failures, fears, doubts. Okay. And then I want you to take your energy up. We're going to go up 100 meters, 200 meters, 300 meters. Just where you feel, sense, or know the light. And just imagine the top of your head is plugged into Source, plugged into the universe, into God. And we're drawing that Source energy down through the tops of our heads and opening and awakening our crown chakras, allowing us to know what our life purpose is, allowing us to draw that wisdom from above us, reminding us that we are innate beings in a body, and bringing that light down into your third eye and opening and awakening your seeing eye so that you can see your pathway, you can see where you're heading, and opening up all those possibilities. And bringing the light down into your ears and opening and awakening your hearing senses so that you can hear the truth of what it is you came here to be. And you can hear all the messages from your guides, spirits, the angels, and your higher self. All those messages that they're constantly giving you, allowing you to open up and hear them. And bringing the light down into your throat and filling that up with this beautiful light from front to back, top to bottom, side to side. Allowing you to speak your truth, allowing you to speak the words of wisdom to yourself and to others. Allowing you to speak with confidence, with truth, with honesty. And opening up that channel between your heart and your head, because we want them to be open, communicating, so that your head and your heart are on the same page, allowing you to fulfill your destiny. And bringing the light down into your shoulders and relaxing those muscles, the top of your shoulders. Just feeling so relaxed, peaceful and calm, and just melting away any tensions that may be there and allowing that energy to flow all the way down through your arms, your elbows, your lower arms, into your wrists, your hands, your fingers, and out through your fingertips. And then bringing the light back down through your chest area, filling that whole area again from front to back, top to bottom, side to side, feeling that whole cavity. Opening up your heart chakra, allowing you to feel the truth, allowing you to feel what it is that you came here to be, your life purpose, your destiny, allowing you to feel that, to know when it is that you're doing what it is that you came here to be, and to know when you've gone down a different path, and just to gently steer yourself back. Knowing that we all have free will choice. And bringing the light down into your solar plexus. Washing away all the fears you've got stored there and all the other lower vibrations that tend to accumulate in that area. And just washing them away, all the anger, all the sadness, all the worries, anything of a lower vibration that's not serving you, just washing them away, all the anxieties, the doubts, and concerns. And bringing the light down into your sacral area, filling this whole area again from front to back, top to bottom, side to side, filling it up with so much light, allowing you to stand in your power, allowing you to know what your truth is, allowing you to take that next step in your life that will lead you towards the path that you've chosen, that you came here to take, feeling that area up, bringing the light down into your root chakra at the base of your spine and your pelvis area, the foundations of your body, allowing it to be strong, allowing it to be aligned, to be filled up with this beautiful energy, this grounding, solid, confident energy, feeling rooted. And bring the light all the way down through your legs, your knees, your calves, your shins, ankles, feet, and down into that area below your feet. Again, feeling solid, feeling grounded, rooted. And then we're going to grow some roots from the bottom of our feet all the way down, down, down into the center of the earth. Feel yourself really connected to Mother Earth, allowing her to guide you, allowing her love to support you, allowing her to nurture you, allowing her to fill you up. So much love, so much confidence, so that you are able to take your next step. And then bringing that light back up through your legs, through your belly, through your chest, up through your neck and your head, and all the way back up to the light, up to source, and then down again, feeling energy flowing from the top of your head all the way down, down into the Mother Earth, and then back up again. It's a free flow of energy. And then from your chest area, I want you to expand out 360 degrees all the way around you, past the room you're in, past the building you're in, past the suburb you're in, all the way past the edges of the city you're in. We can keep going past the edges of the state you're in, all the way to the edges of the country you're in, and all the way to the edges of the earth. We can go beyond. What would it take for you to know, feel, and believe that you are an infinite being in a body, and that we can be connected to the light and expand it out always? What would it take for you to remember to connect to the light? What would it take for everybody listening to this recording and everybody here today, present today, to receive all the benefits, all the clearings, and to be filled up with so much light and confidence to be able to move in the direction of their life purpose and destiny, and anything in the way of that clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality? Okay, that feels good, guys. All right, so I'm going to ask a series of questions, and I want you to go inside, and just the first thing that pops into your head within the first 3 seconds, go with that. There's no right or wrong answer. But when you use the thing that comes in the first 3 seconds, that's your intuition. Okay, so you can type it into me if you like, or you can just keep it in your head. So when was the first age that you felt that you became stuck in fight or flight mode? I'm just bringing in lots of light from above and below. And just the first age that comes into your head, you may not remember an actual memory from then. First number. And who did you get this energy from? Who do you imprint it from? Was it from your mom? Was it from your dad? Was it from somebody else? Or was it from yourself? And where do you feel this feeling of being stuck in fight or flight mode in or around your body? Okay, so bring in a ton of light into that area. We're going to clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Just bring in so much light into that area of your body. Clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, let's go with another age. What was another age that you felt that you were stuck in fight or flight mode? Okay, and who did you get that from? From your mom, your dad, yourself, or somebody else? And where do you feel it, in or around your body? And what's the emotion? Okay, so bring in a ton of light into that area. We're going to clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Clear and transmute. Okay, all right. And then what would it take for you to be able to bring in peace? What would it take for you to bring in calmness? What would it take for you to be able to go with the flow? What would it take for you to be able to relax? What would it take for it to be easy for you to let go of anything that doesn't serve you? And just bringing in lots of light, lots of light, lots of light, lots of calmness, lots of peace. What would it take for you to be able to be still? What would it take for your nervous system to be able to be relaxed? And anything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, what was the first age that you felt that you had lots of tension in your body? Okay, and who did you imprint that from? Was it from your mom? Was it from your dad? Was it from yourself? Or was it from someone else? And where do you feel this tension, in or around your body? Okay. And what's the emotion connected to the tension? Okay, so bring in a ton of light into that area. I'm going to clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you felt you had to hold tension in your body, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere you felt fear, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere you felt anger and you've held on to this anger for so long, we're going to clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Bring in more light into that area. blasting it away. Today's the day. We're going to blast it away. Anywhere and everywhere you felt confusion, we're going to clear and transmute across the time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere you didn't know what to do, you didn't know how you felt, you didn't know what was going on, clear and transmute all that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere felt difficult, it felt hard, it felt life was hard. Clear and transmute that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere I hear you didn't like who you were or who you are. Let's clear and transmute all that across the time, dimension, space, and reality. What was the first stage you felt that you don't like who you are or something about you? Okay, and who did you get that from? Did you imprint that from your mom, from your dad, from yourself, or from someone else? And where do you feel this in or around your body? And what's the emotion connected to this? Okay, so bringing a ton of light into that area, we're going to clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you felt that you were inadequate, you felt that you weren't good enough, you felt that you were an embarrassment, all of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere that you felt that you weren't beautiful enough, you felt you weren't smart enough, you felt you were second best, clear and transmute all that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What was the first age you felt second best? Let's clear that. And who did you get that from? From your mom, from your dad, from yourself, or from someone else? And where do you feel that in or around your body? And what's the emotion connected to it? Okay, so clear and transmute. Anywhere and everywhere you felt second best. Bring in a ton of light into that part of your body. We're going to clear that away, blast it away. Anywhere and everywhere you felt that you weren't good enough, that you were always compared, that someone else was better than you, that your parents love someone else better than you. Clear and transmute all that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you felt compared to your siblings or to friends at school or just yourself, anywhere and everywhere that you did that to yourself. Clear and transmute all that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you felt anger that you were compared to others, anywhere you felt sadness, anywhere you felt hurt, you felt resentful, anywhere you felt humiliated and torn and unloved. Clear and transmute all that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. So bring in a ton of light into that area. What would it take for you to know that you are more than enough? What would it take for you to know that you are the best thing that happened to this world? What would it take for you to love yourself so much, to be filled up so much with your love for yourself, to know that you are the best thing? And anything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, let's go to fears because I think this is a big one. So type into me if you are aware of what is it that you fear the most? And it can be more than one thing. Is it around money? Is it around relationships? Is it around your career? Is it to do with family? Just type into me so that I can target it specifically. So what was the first age that you feared that you wouldn't have enough money? And where did you get that? Was it from your mom, from your dad, from yourself, or someone else? Where do you feel that, in or around your body? And besides fear, what's the emotion? Okay, bring in a ton of light. We're going to clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and realities. Clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, bring in so much light from above and below and expanding out. Okay, don't contract yourself. Just bring in so much light, so much love from above and below, expanding out. Let's go another age. What was another age that you felt that you wouldn't have enough money, that you wouldn't be financially, that you're not financially supported? Any fear around money, around abundance? What's another age? And who did you get that from? From your mom, from your dad, from yourself, or from someone else? And where do you feel that, in or around your body? And what's the emotion connected to it besides fear? So bring in a ton of light into that area. Clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you felt that you didn't deserve money, you're going to clear and transmute that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you've closed off yourself to receiving from others, from the universe, clear and transmute all that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere that fear has stopped you from progressing in life, from following the path of your dreams, from taking that next step, clear and transmute that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you feel or you felt unstable, you felt unsure of yourself, you felt displaced, clear and transmute all that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere that you block yourself off to others and therefore to the flow of money, because that's where money generally comes from. So clear and transmute that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What would it take for you to be open to receiving from the universe? What would it take for money to flow easily to you? What would it take for you to be able to generate money easily and effortlessly? What would it take for the money to just flow to you without effort? And anything and everything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay. Everywhere you've feared who you are and what your path is in life and where you're at. Clear and transmute all that across your time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and everywhere that you feel that your identity is tied to your work, and therefore there's nothing else left, that clear and transmute across your time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you're afraid to take that next step, whatever it is, let's clear and transmute all that across your time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you don't know who you are besides your profession, clear and transmute all that across your time, dimension, space, and reality. What was the first age that you felt that you are whatever your profession is, and that's your identity? And therefore, if you take that away, then you're nothing. And who did you get that from? From your mom, from your dad, from yourself, or someone else? And where do you feel that? In or around your body? And what's the emotion connected to it? So bring in a ton of light into that part of your body. And if that doesn't resonate for you, just bring in lots of light all through you and just allow the energies to flow through you, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere that you don't know who you are, you don't know what to do, you don't know what your next step is, you're unsure what your destiny is, what your purpose in life is. Any of those things, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Ooh, bring in so much light. Bring in a tsunami of light through your whole body from the top to the bottom, clearing away any doubts, fears, uncertainties, not sure who you are, what to do, all of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, what would it take for you to know exactly who you are, what you came here to be, what you came here to do, and anything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality? What would it take for you to be in yes energy? What would it take for you to be in yes energy and anything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality? What would it take for you to make whatever it is you want to do and just to know and just to trust that the next step will come to you easily and effortlessly? Sometimes you just need to take that step, just to take that plunge yourself and to trust. What would it take for you to trust in the universe that you will find that next step, that next pathway, and anything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality? And what would it take for you to know that it can be fluid as well, that, you know, we can choose one path and if it doesn't work, then we can just say, okay, that didn't work, and try something else. And anything that is, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What would it take for you to be filled with so much love and light and trust? Know that the universe has your back and everything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay. So anywhere you've got fears about love, about relationships, about partners or family members, anything in those areas, we're going to clear and transmute all those across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What was the first age that you felt that you couldn't have love? And who did you get that from? From your mom, from your dad, from yourself, or from someone else? And where do you feel that? In or around your body? And what's the emotion connected to it? So anywhere and everywhere you feel that you can't have love, that you don't deserve love, that no one loves you, you felt unloved, to just bring in so much light into that part of your body and the whole body, and we're just going to wash that away, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you felt hurt, you felt discriminated against, you felt humiliated, you felt disconnected, you felt ashamed, all of that clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you felt that you were unloved, you were unlovable, that nobody loves you, that you feared that you weren't loved, clear and transmute all that across of time, dimension, space, and reality. What would it take for you to fill in with so much love and light for yourself and expand out? What would it take for you to feel love from all those around you? What would it take for you to open yourself up to feeling that love? What would it take for you to be open to receiving the love from the universe? What would it take for it to be easy for the flow of love to come to you and for you to flow that energy back to those around you who you care for, that you have relationships with? What would it take for you to attract new relationships, whether it's a partner, whether it's friends, people who really love you for who you are, who respect you, who value you, who trust in you, all of that? What would it take for you to have beautiful relationships around you and to feel fulfilled? What would it take for you to have a beautiful relationship with yourself, to feel so filled up with so much love and light, care for yourself? What would it take for you to care for your body? What would it take for you to remember to take extra care, to have more sleep, to nurture yourself, your bones, your kidneys, to rest, and anything and everything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you fear that you're making mistakes, or that you may lose control, we're going to clear and transmute all that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you fear that you're not perfect, that you are inadequate, that you feel shameful, clear and transmute all that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you fear being judged or judging yourself, anywhere you fear that you, if you choose this path, that you may be making a mistake, clear and transmute all that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. So when you go into that fear, if it's still there, I want you to ask yourself, firstly, is it your fear or is it someone else's? And then if you get that it's someone else's fear, I want you to send it back to the owner with love and consciousness. Okay, so just package it up and just send it back to them with love and self-awareness. And if it's yours, then I want you to go into it again and ask, is it the truth or is it not the truth? Okay. And either way, I want you to clear and transmute anywhere and everywhere. You're still holding on to these fears, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you feel that you have to take on other people's fears and doubts and worries and all of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What was the first age that you felt that you had to take on other people's fears? And where do you feel, who did you get that from? Was it from your mom, from your dad, from someone else, or from yourself? And whereabouts do you feel that? You know, around your body? And what's the emotion besides fear? Okay, so bring in a ton of light into that part of your body and clear and transmute. Anywhere and everywhere you felt you had to take on other people's fears, those around you, the collective society, all of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you felt that it was your duty, that it was your lot in life, that that's what you do, clear and transmute all that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere that you feel anger from that, clear and transmute all that across the time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you're holding on to the chaos, you're holding on to collective panic, you're holding on to this collective fear, just wash it through. Remember that flow of energy, bringing in a ton of light from above, bringing in a ton of light from below, and just let it washing through, washing through, washing through. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What would it take for you to stand in your own power? What would it take for you to be always connected to the light? So just bring that connection, remember that connection from above and below and expanding out. What would it take for you to be so expanded and just send that light to everybody? You don't need to take on their stuff. You don't need to take on their fears, their worries, their hurts, their angers. Just be so expanded. What would it take for you to send that to them? Be so expanded. What would it take for you to be filled with so much love and light and confidence? What would it take for you to download that energy of confidence, of yes energy, of you know your path? What would it take for you to be confident in taking that next step? What would it take for you to know that you can always change your mind, you can change your path? What would it take for you to feel that fear and to do it anyway? What would it take for you to take that next step? And anything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What would it take for you to be in the flow? What would it take for you to create that abundance? What would it take for you to create that life of your dreams? What would it take for it to be easy for you to have that universe supporting you, to have the universe supporting you, backing you, showing you the way? What would it take for you to trust in yourself, to trust in your guides and your spirits and their angels? What would it take for you to ask them for your help, to look for the signs, and when you hear them, to act on it? And anything and everything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Whew. Okay, guys. So, well done, everybody. That was amazing. I hope you got a lot out of that. It felt like we cleared a lot of the fears. Okay, let's see where everyone's at. So the scale of 1 to 10. So how much do you feel is if you're able to go with the flow? as opposed to being stuck in fight or flight mode. Okay, so they've gone up. That's great. I would say the average is about a 7.5 to 8. Great. Okay, the second one was, how much would you say that you're able to fully relax as opposed to always feeling tense, and as if you're overworking your adrenals? Okay, there was a big shift with those. I mean, some people were already quite high, so obviously they didn't shift too much. But especially the lower ones really went up. So that's great. Well, thank you for taking in those energies. Okay. And the last one was, how confident do you feel with where you are in your life and how you live your life, as opposed to having a lot of fears and anxieties? Okay. So that went up a bit. It's still a bit to go with some of you. So I would say actually the average is probably about a 6.5. So I think it was about a 4 before. So, you know, there was an improvement, definitely. So get the audio, get the recording, just keep doing it. You know, it takes time, it takes persistence, and it takes an openness to, you know, to shift this stuff. Okay. So I love you so much. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate your openness and your trust in me and in the work, and have a wonderful little winter. Have a wonderful winter, and I will see you sort of still at the end of winter, but we're going to be doing wood, which is spring. So maybe we might see some early signs of spring when I see you next time. Okay. Take care. Bye.